Swedish jihadist sentenced after posing for photos with dead bodies in Syria. By Chris Tomlinson on January 6, 2023. Swedish jihadist Nathan Benoitsson has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for violating international law after he posed for pictures with wounded and dead people in Syria. The 44-year-old was sentenced to 4 months in prison by the Blekinge District Court over the incidents, which took place in Syria in 2012. A police report was filed against Nathan Benoitsson in September of 2021 over his activities in Syria, in which he had claimed that he had traveled to Syria for a holiday prior to getting married in Sweden, the newspaper Expressen reports. According to the Swedish security police, Sapo, however, Benoitsson had traveled to Syria in October of 2012 where he joined the Islamist group Kataib al-Muhajirin, which was linked to the terrorist group Al-Qaeda and violate international law with others by subjecting prisoners and others to treatment classified as derogatory. In some of the photos of Benoitsson, he can be seen posing with a severed head and other wounded bodies, while another, posted on social media, showed him pointing an automatic rifle at several people. The photographs were allegedly also used as propaganda for jihadists online. Benoitsson's photographs had been discovered initially by Swedish journalist Per Gudmundsson, and Benoitsson had initially been arrested in 2014 at London's Heathrow Airport and was tried and acquitted of terror offences after spending 9 months in prison. While Benoitsson is originally from the Philippines and moved to Sweden in 1992, he is also a Swedish citizen and cannot be deported. Benoitsson is just the latest returned jihadist from the Middle East to be put on trial in Sweden for activities overseas. Last year, a woman connected to the Islamic State terror group was charged by Swedish prosecutors for using her own son as a child soldier and charged with aggravated war crimes. The investigation supports that her son has been trained to participate in hostilities while living at home, that he has been equipped with military equipment and military weapons, and that he has been used in combat and for propaganda purposes, as well as for other missions that formed part of warfare, prosecutor Rena Devgun said in a statement. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.